It is an interesting thought. One that I can't believe I've never thought of myself, in all honesty. My tail has always been sensitive, and I adore making you come with only the tip. But this. This is different. My only complaint with it this time is that I won't be able to coil you in order to make the rattling noise with the tip of my tail. I need to be able to vibrate it. That rapid vibration is what causes the noise. If I'm using my tail to squeeze around you, I won't be able to move it as quickly as I need to in order to vibrate it against your clit. Would you still want to try it, even if you can't be coiled by me, dear? All right, then. We're gonna have to set some ground rules first, though. I've never done this with my tail before. I mean, sure, I've rattled it, but I haven't rattled it against someone, and certainly not in this way. So there's going to be a learning curve. Do you remember the traffic light system? Refresh me then. What does red mean? Very good. It means for me to stop. Now, what does yellow mean? You use it if you need me to slow down or check in or proceed with caution. And what does green mean? That's right. It does mean for me to continue and that you're fine. And since I want to be extra safe with you, dear, what's your safe word that means for me to stop everything and immediately go into aftercare mode? Very good, dear. I'm so proud of you for remembering all your words. After all, you can never be too safe. Here, I'll move behind you. Create a sort of cradle that you can lay in, not coiling around your body completely this way, just offering something soft for you to lay against. Your neck is supported by the thick muscle of my upper tail. The lower portion snakes through your legs. Oh, yes. That's it. That's a good boy. Getting comfortable against me. You fit so perfectly. Feels like you were made to be cocooned by me, dear. Oh, that's my good boy. Already undressing against me. Oh, so good. You won't be needing these clothes, will you? Oh, that's right. This was all your idea, remember? You were the one that wanted to know. Do you still want to know? Are you still curious about what my tail will feel like against your clit? And who am I to deny such a curious spirit? You always have had the best ideas, dear. And somehow, they almost always involve you getting naked and fucked. Don't they? It seems you only have one thing on your mind, my sweet boy. Do you think about anything besides getting fucked by me? Somehow. I don't believe that. What I think is that you think about me all day long. When you're not following me around or spending time with me, I think you're planning ways to spend time with me. And I think that these thoughts, they start out wholesome, you know, like playing games or watching a new movie that just came out. But somehow, they almost always take a dirty turn. It's so strange. It seems like it's impossible for you to keep your mind out of the gutter, isn't it, dear? That's why you get yourself in positions like this. Your legs being spread by my tail, scales brushing against your clit as you make a mess all over me. You can't deny how turned on you are, dear. I can feel the evidence against me. My tail starting to get soaked the more I move against you. Shifting underneath, listening to you moan against the bumps, starting to grind your hips absentmindedly. Do you have any self-control, dear? I don't think you do. If you did, then you wouldn't be acting like this. Already giving it up and we haven't even gotten to the fun part yet. Don't you remember what this was about? Do you remember how it started, dear? Because I do. You wanted to feel the vibrations from my rattle against your clit. Do you still want to feel that, or do you just want to keep feeling good? I reckon you don't care. I mean, either way, you're getting fucked. You're getting to feel good. And most likely, I'm going to let you come. You're happy if I just keep letting you grind against me until you come. And you would be happy if I use the tip to vibrate against your clit, wouldn't you? I mean, come on. Just look at you. Enjoying yourself, getting lost to the pleasure. You're so handsome like this. I don't even have to fuck you to take you apart, do I? This is more than enough for a good boy like yourself. You're just happy to feel me against you, aren't you? My tail cradling you so safely as I find the perfect spot. You can feel my scales getting wetter, getting coated in your slick as it moves easier against you, practically gliding against your sensitive skin. You can't help but moan at the sensation. Strong muscles snaking around your flesh as you bend within my grasp. You can't escape, but you don't want to either. Your body has had this reaction. Everything feels so good. And it's all without your permission. Your legs are opening even wider, inviting me in, getting more desperate the longer you feel my scales shifting against your inner thigh. I'm so close to your clit. So close to giving you exactly what you want, but not close enough. Leaving you to suffer your almost pleasure just for me. What color are you? Then I can keep going. Keep working you up. Watching you melt before my very eyes. That's it. That's a good boy. Keep your eyes on me. You don't need to look anywhere else. You don't need to see where my tail is going or what the tip is doing. What's important is making me happy, right? Such a good boy. Keep staring into my eyes. Just like that, dear. You're going to keep your eyes on me until you come, understand? I don't think that's good enough. I want to hear you say it. Tell me what you're going to do until you come. Good boy. You don't get to look away from me until you come. And since this was your idea and you told me that you trust what I want to do, since it's my tail, it's my anatomy, I know what's going to feel best for you. So it only makes sense that I get to determine when you come, right? And more importantly, I get to determine if you get to come, don't I? That's right. So be a good boy and don't forget it. Oh, that's a good boy. Knowing your place, knowing who you belong to. I don't have to remind a good boy like yourself. Yes, comfortably resting in my tail, my body molding perfectly to yours. It's like you were made for me, dear. Feels so fucking good against me. It's so easy to wrap you in my arms and hold you tight. Never felt more complete than when I get an excuse to hold you, dear. Oh yes, that's right. My tail starts to feel really good, doesn't it? What color are you? Good. I thought it would be smart to start off slow with you. Didn't want to overwhelm you at first and make you come right away. Want to build up to it. I want to feel you slowly getting closer. Already we're getting so desperate from just being positioned against me. My tail teasing between your legs and up your thighs. You're just so sensitive, dear. Yes, that's it. Making a mess all over the rattle of my tail. Getting it all wet. I wonder what it feels like going inside you. What do you think, dear? Maybe another time. You're moaning so much. I guess my tail feels that good against your clit, huh? I don't even have to go inside you, do I? What a good boy you're being. falling apart as the rattle vibrates against you. You knew my tail felt good, but didn't think it was capable of feeling like this. Grinding against the different rings. Feeling the bumps. It only adds to your pleasure, doesn't it? Getting closer the more you work your hips. My tail presses firmly against your pussy. Oh, yeah. That's it, dear. Such a good boy for me. And doing a great job of taking what I give you. You're keeping up with me. That makes me so proud. I love watching you like this. Oh, yeah. You look so handsome when you're drowning in pleasure. It just feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Oh, yes. That's it. Get closer for me. Oh, good boy. Just like that. Focus on how my tail feels vibrating against you, pulsing away, pressing firmly against your clits, working you closer to orgasm, moaning because you're realizing my tail is this wet all because of you. This is your mess that you're feeling all over me. Proof of just how turned on you are. Just how wet you've gotten. This was all your idea, wasn't it? You wanted to know if this would feel good. Wanted to know if my tail could be used this way for your own pleasure. Are you happy with the answer, dear? Yeah? You think this feels good? I'm not sure I believe it. If it feels as good as you were saying, then you would be moaning for me. Let me hear how much you're enjoying yourself, dear. Oh, good boy. That's so much better. I want your voice hoarse from how much you're screaming. I don't want you to be able to talk because it feels this fucking good. My tail working your clit closer to your orgasm. Oh, yes, that's it. That's right. You feel so good against me, rocking your body. Are you even aware that you're moving? Do you know what you look like right now? I mean, if I didn't know better, I would say that you were about to come. But you know better, don't you? Oh, yeah. You're waiting for permission from me, and it seems like you're going to be waiting just a bit longer. I'll let you know when I think you've had enough. The fact that you can still think clearly, the fact that you can still beg, well, that shows me that you haven't had nearly enough yet, that you can take more. The rattle vibrating against your clit, tangled in my tail as you let out all those moans you were keeping to yourself. That's it. That's right. That's a good boy. Feels so fucking good when you move against me. Your body twisting and turning. Such a needy little thing for me, dear. You look so good when you're desperate like this. Teetering on the edge, trying to be pushed over it. You just want to let go and feel the orgasm you think you've earned. And that's the thing, dear. I don't think you've earned it yet. I think you can take more. So that's what's going to happen. You're going to take more from me and show me what a good boy you are, aren't you? Oh, fuck. That's right, dear. Such a good boy for me, taking everything I give you. My tail feels so fucking good, vibrating against your clits, pulsing away, working you closer to the edge. You're trying so hard to be good. Your face contorted in concentration, trying to think about anything except how good you're feeling. It's getting to be an impossible task for you, dear. Moans spill from your lips as your hips rock furiously, grinding your pussy hard against my tail. Oh, yes, that's right. This was your idea, remember? If you want to blame, fuck, if you want to blame anyone for this predicament, for not being able to come, you blame yourself. You're the one who got yourself into the situation, aren't you? Oh, if only you had kept this thought to yourself, right? Then you wouldn't be teetering on the verge of orgasm, tears forming in your eyes by simply being told no. No, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, just look at you. So cute, dear. If only it didn't feel so good to be denied, right? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's it. I'll let you have a little bit of hope since I'm getting closer, too. Feel so good moving against me, squirming in denial. You're trying so hard to be a good boy, to not beg about how unfair it is, because that is how you ensure no orgasm from me. It's better to be a good boy, to keep your lips fucking quiet, to do what you're told, and maybe, just maybe, I'll take pity on you. It's not like I'm going to let a brat come. Brats don't deserve that. But good boys are always allowed to come. That's how I get you to behave, dear. It's the only thing that works, isn't it? Oh, that's right. Look at you, so fucking close. So desperate for me. Such a good boy. Oh, yeah. How badly do you want to come, dear? Fuck. Oh, then beg me for it. If you're as close as you say, if you're as desperate as you claim to be, then you'll have no problem begging me for it. Beg to come, dear. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, that's right. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Music to my ears, dear. Such a good boy. Why don't you come with me? You're a good boy. You deserve it. You've earned this. Made me so happy. You made me feel so good. Now come with me, dear. Be a good boy. Come with me. Oh, good boy. That's letting it all out. So good for me. I bet that felt nice, didn't it? Oh, that's my good boy. Just had an orgasm and still green. Did you enjoy how the rattle felt against you, dear? Was it everything you could have dreamed of? As long as you had fun. That's all that matters to me, dear. It felt good, but It definitely wouldn't be something I would suggest personally. If you asked me to do it again, I would have no problem. But it's definitely more of a you thing, dear. Maybe it can be a reward for when you've been extra good for me. How does that sound? Now you have motivation to be good. Every week that you behave yourself for me, you get to have at least one orgasm with the rattle on my tail. If you're bad for me, well, we'll find out what happens when we insert the rattle inside you. It's up to you, dear. Whether the rattle stays against your clit or goes inside you is going to be your choice, ultimately. Are you going to be a good boy for me?